This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU, and archaeologists are very excited about a discovery that was made in Newtown. And here to tell us about it is WVXU's Bill Reinhart. Bill, good to see you this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
What was this discovery that was made in Newtown? This was earlier this month, right?
February 13th, some contractors were putting in a fiber optic box near the Newtown Village Hall, and they came upon some human remains. Well, they called police. Police came and said, well, this doesn't look like a crime scene. In fact, this looks like a burial, a very, very old burial. So they contacted the Cincinnati Museum Center and said, well, we've got these human remains, and we've got what looks like a plate in with the remains. And Bob Genheimer at the Museum Center said, oh, I have an idea of what that may be. I think that's a gorget. I'll be right there.
Is it common to find Native American artifacts in Newtown?
Well, they tell me that the whole area, Anderson Township, Newtown, all the way over to Marymount, is just chock full. The ground is chock full of Native American relics and artifacts because there were so many settlements there over the last couple of thousands of years. And also, I'm guessing because you've got a couple of rivers there, and anything that was upstream, whenever the rivers would flood, would wash it down. And so I saw one story, someone on Facebook said, yeah, we used to farm there, and we'd follow the plow, and we would just pick up Indian arrowheads just all over the place.
So this gorget, right?
A gorget.
Okay, it's a plate-like thing. What, it has pictures on it, or what?
Well, it is a shell, like a giant clam shell. It's a few inches across, and it has images typically carved into it. The one they found this month has what appears to be a half bird, half cat. It's an ornamental thing used for funerals, generally, archaeologists believe. It's got two holes at the top. You'd put a string through it, they guess, or a piece of something to tie it on so you can hang it around your neck. There's another hole generally in the center. You can fasten it to your clothing, and then it would generally be buried with the owner.
Now, just how rare is this?
Well, only 8 have been found in North America, and 3 of those were discovered around Newtown, so they are very rare. I'm guessing it's not because they weren't widespread, but rather because they were so delicate and so fragile that oftentimes they just broke and dissolved away.
What are they going to do with this?
Well, that's not clear right now. They are still studying it. They're hoping to make a replica of it so they can put it on display. But right now, they're not sure if they're going to be able to put the original on display or if they're just going to try and preserve it and keep it safe for future study.
Now, has this discovery opened up more questions, Bill?
Oh, definitely, definitely, because a giant clamshell, where did that come from? Looking at it, they say they believe it came from either the Gulf Coast or the South Atlantic region. Well, that's a good distance away from here. So how did it get here? The general theory is it was delivered here through trade with other tribes that are closer to the ocean, which opens up the questions, what was traded in exchange for that? I mean, how much trade was there going on between Native Americans who lived in this part of the country and those who lived closer to the ocean? There's also the question of, was it carved here or was it carved there and then traded?
One question leads to another.
Definitely.
Bill, thank you for joining us this afternoon. WVXU's Bill Reinhart. You can read his story about this archaeological discovery in Newtown at WVXU.org. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Archives of our programs are available at WVXU.org. The producer for today's program was Pete Reitmeier. The technical director was Kevin Rawinski. Our thanks to the WVXU engineering staff. I'm Mark Haney. Science Friday coming up next on 91.7 WVXU.